Well, hello and welcome to the return of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, New Year. And we're back here talking all things Hull Seahawks and the NHL National Division. Joined by just Matty today. And I say it's been a busy festive period, and we thought best to get out there nice and early and break this one down, Matty.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it, since we had a chat. And obviously a lot's gone on recently and stuff. So yeah, a lot of games, a lot of, tough games. So yeah, I just thought best to come out and have a chat in this way, other than, maybe an interview after the game when I'm mad about the game or something like that. So yeah, just easier way to communicate, I think, and talk about what's gone on recently.
I say we will sort of spend some time over the next couple of weeks producing a mid-season sort of special for you all that will encompass people from all parts of the club. So if you were expecting a bit of that tonight, that won't quite be the case. We are just going to spend this episode looking back on the festive period and the games to come. So let's do exactly that, shall we? We've not actually, I say, broke down these games for quite a while, so it's been a busy five games in the past sort of 9 or 10 days, Matty. So let's just start with a Leeds doubleheader that sort of kicked off, I think, to be honest, sums up the highs and lows of the season, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think in them two games, I think we saw the best and, probably the worst of our team. Yeah, look, I think it's real difficult for me to put my finger on exactly the reason. And I spend a lot of time thinking and going over stuff, looking at video, looking at everything that we're doing. Look, we was prepared very well going into that Leeds game, and the lads put one hell of a shift in that game, and we had a plan in place to go in there and out what I think is the way to beat Leeds. And it's not just the way to beat Leeds, I think it's the way that I see this team playing and being successful now. I'm fully aware that we've sort of not been that for the past, well, week, I suppose. All them games after that Leeds game has been, pretty disappointing on that front. And honestly, I genuinely don't know the reason for that is. The one thing obviously we know is there's a lot of games. Lads are tired and it's difficult to replicate that sort of intensity. We've got depth in this team. We've got four lines, and people will say, why don't you spread the lines out more? Why don't you put, it's easier said than done that when you're in a game that's very close, tight down to the wire, and you there's a goal in it either way, or you've got a Leeds team that's flying, and you've got to try and negate that and shut them down. So you lean on your top guys, and that's why they're paid the money, and that's their jobs to produce and to not just produce the points or whatever, but it's also the other end of the ice that where they really make the money. And I think look. It's very difficult for me because I think I see this team playing in a certain way, and I think we've spoke about this quite a lot. And I think it's fairly evident now we've seen what we can do from not only that Leeds game but during the season when we've overwhelmed teams and dominated that. For us to be a good team, I think that's how we need to play. We have a lot of conversations in the room about this, and the lads know their jobs and they know what they want to do. And I think they, at the minute, it's one of them situations where even they're not quite sure on what's gone on. Sometimes it's not for a lack of effort and trying. Sometimes it's just for a lack of smarts and being just that little bit composed. Now, when you're not composed, it's generally down to your tiredness, and you can't think as clear and straight and fast as you would normally. So, you know, and I get the figures after every game of ice time minutes and everything like that. So I know I'm monitoring, you know, certain people's ice time. I know where they probably where their sweet spot is and where it isn't. You know, I know I made a mistake with Brock and Deck playing them, you know, essentially 30 minutes each a night for both the Leeds games and then again for, you know, the midweek games in Solway and then in Swindon. And it caught up to us in Swindon. And I think that was, you know, my error. But look, when you've got two D-men like that, that are so, you know, so good at the end of the day. And so, you know, they both can play minutes. And I think it's tough to not put them on. I think what you find when you're playing, you know, them two a lot of minutes is what you will do is lose the other end of the ice, which is what we get so much from Brock, not only from Brock, but from Deck as well. But, you know, with Brock on the PP and running the PP, like we saw last night against Solway at home, that, you know, when he has got a little bit more minutes in it, in jumping his legs, he can, you know, he can do that. I mean, he looks like he's going to do that every game. You know, he's had so many chances and times in games when he's done that, and it's sometimes it's crazy that he hasn't scored, or he's just been unlucky, or, you know, and I think, you know, overall, I think Brock's been, you know, a revelation really for me, coming to this team and showing what he can do. And I think, look, it's, you know, it was on a real high after that Leeds game. I think everyone that went, you know, we had a real good feeling after that game, and we had every, you know, intention the next night of really turning up and doing, you know, our best to negate what I thought I knew was going to come the next night. You know, what's funny about Leeds is I think we actually suit playing on their ice more than they do against us. And I think, you know, the bigger ice in Hull, I think I knew was going to, you know, maybe give them a little bit more chance to use their speed and their creativity. And, you know, they had a lot more room on the Saturday night at Hull. You know, I'm sat there as well, just like all the fans, and be, you know, so frustrated in the fact that we've packed the rink out. You know, the crowds over the festive period have been unreal. You know, some of the best crowds that I've seen in Hull ever, on a consistent, you know, night in, night out. And I think, trust me, I'm just as devastated when, you know, I've, at the end of the day, I've worked so hard to get these people in the door, me, you know, Joe, everyone, you know, the social media people, like we're trying so much to get people through the door, and we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't realise, I think. But, you know, that's just what, you know, we want to do and what we think is right to get people in. Now, everything off the ice seems to be going really well. But the on-ice product in the past week has really they've let themselves down in a way, and let what they've really created in this first half of the season. And that's real difficult. And I know they don't want, you know, none of them want that. They don't want to lose games. They don't want to put in performances like they have. But unfortunately, it's happened. You know, and it's up to me now to, you know, to do what's needed, you know, to make it right and get us back playing the way that, you know, we've played for the majority of the year. And I think that's another thing that you have to remember is, you know, we have played really well this year in a lot of games, but we've also played not great at times and still won games. And we've had some bad games, real bad games. And I think, look, if you look at it, you know, you look at what that means, it's probably an inconsistency problem, which means it's often a new team's issue. When you put a lot of, you know, new players together in that new, you know, system and style that I wanted us to play, in the way that, you know, it's difficult to gel everyone so, you know, quickly and night in, night out to do it. You know, it looking back in terms of like where I was with Leeds and our their sort of second year in the league, you know, it was similar in that sense where there was a lot of new players that come in at that point, and we was a good team. We had a lot of good players, a lot of good individual players, some of the best in the league. But just the gelling, it just didn't gel yet. It wasn't a fully formed team, and I think, you know, looking at it from my point of view, watching the game, we looked like that at times, that we're not quite a gelled team fully yet. And I think that's normal. I don't think that's a panic stations thing. I just think it's a thing that happens naturally, that you haven't been together long enough. You don't know each other's game fully, you know, and it would take anyone time to get that right. You know, and look, I think we've got a real good group of players, a real good core. And, you know, my eyes, I want to keep a lot of these lads for, you know, next season and beyond. So hopefully, you know, we have a real good kick to the end of this year. I know I've jumped forward a little bit, but, you know, it was just, I think you was right, mate, that the Leeds doubleheader was a real sort of poignant moment in the full year in terms of what we can be to what, you know, we can be on the other side of it. And that game, you know, we sort of did really sort of show that Leeds are, you know, above us right now, and for a reason they are. And that team is, you know, it's a championship winning team, and they look like, you know, they could go on and do it again quite easily this year.
It's when you mentioned a moment ago, sort of the inconsistencies of a side that's got a lot of new players and how that does tend to happen. Yeah, I look at the teams in and around us, and I think particularly in Swindon, MK and Leeds, other than a couple of notable signings for each of them, they seem to be pretty, you know, much the same group as they were a year ago, which is why I think you don't see them sort of having that completely off game. They'll do what we, as you say, we have done at times, where you'll have a bad game and you'll still, you know, you'll snatch a result. That's what every good side can do. But as you say, those nights where you are just not at the races, you tend to see them fewer and far between, with particularly Leeds and an MK, where those guys have been together for quite a while.
Yeah, I think that's right, mate. And I think, you know, I think that's the real difficult, you know, task with this league in trying to push into that top two, I guess. You know, them teams, you know, are not only very good, but like you say, they've been together a couple of years now, the core of the team, and they've been through them tough times. They've got that experience with each other that, you know, it does come into, you know, to use. And I think, you know, I didn't see us having a game like we had in Swindon this year at all. But I feel like, you know, that's again another sort of reaction of, this is new, this is a new team that's not quite ready to night in, night out really go to somewhere that's really difficult and get a win when you've had a lot of games, and it's just a difficult time of the year. So yeah, look, it's like I say, it is what it is. It's still not good enough. I'm not, you know, it's not an excuse. It's not anything like, oh, we're a new team, so it's fine. No, I'm not, you know, we can still win games in this league, and we can still do well. And I'm expecting us to do that. And we need to, you know, get back to what we are and finding it quickly, because, you know, there's some big games coming up. And, you know, I think sort of after that Leeds game, you know, we went to Solway, and I knew that was going to be a difficult night. But, you know, we sort of ground that one out, and that was a game where we probably didn't play great, but we won the game. You know, that is a crazy result at the end of that game. I mean, we should have never, ever lost that game in a million years. And to be honest, you know, I was disappointed in that one. I really was, because I think, you know, we had a timeout just before, and everything I said for us to do and not do, we kind of didn't. And There was a couple of moments where it didn't go for us. You know, we had a draw and we won the draw. They called it back as if it, you know, there was something wrong with the draw. I didn't see anything wrong with the draw, and then they won the next draw. And that sort of stuff doesn't help. We hit the post on the empty net, stuff like that. Like, you know, but again, look, we should never lose that game. And I'll be totally honest, and it sounds fairly arrogant, but I don't think we should ever lose against Solway. You know, I look at our team and their team, and I just, you know, they've got two very good players and a decent import team, and I think with Kel Beattie as well, like, and they're, you know, really good on the power play and all that. But, you know, man for man and the way we play, I just don't see that team should be able to play with us. And I don't know what it is. I mean, they, fair play to them. They came back and got back into that game, tied it up and won it at their place. And that, I think, really did give us a knock-on effect to the Swindon game. And I look, we had a long travel that night, and then the next day we did skate a little, you know, practice to get on the ice, and then we had a long journey again, and that's not easy to do, but all them other teams do the same thing. You know, Solway came to us, you know, last night after playing the night before, and, you know, still came in and did us over in the first period, and that was, you know, embarrassing for me. Difficult not being on the bench for that one, and really watching it and seeing it from a different sort of viewpoint, and just seeing, you know, the effort level, and it was just, you know, completely just not turn up in that first 20. It was real difficult to watch, and yeah, I was disappointed, mate, last night massively in that. And look, they turned it around a little bit. We had some, you know, some harsh words said after the first period, probably the harshest words I've said all year, and, you know, I had to put it on them because it wasn't good enough. We had, there was 1,500 people in that rink last night, which is, again, unbelievable, and the job everyone's doing, and, you know, the volunteers, the match night crew, and, you know, I can't, you know, thank them all enough for what they've done for us and what they do on a regular basis. And, you know, trust me, I so, you know, wanted the lads to turn up and do a real job on Solway, what I felt like we should do. And we just, you know, we just didn't turn up one bit. And, you know, we did. We huffed and puffed, got back into the game. We could have quite easily tied it up. We had a lot of chances in the third to do that, and we just didn't quite do it. But we should have locked the game off, you know, like the couple of weeks before we beat them on the Friday night. You know, I feel like it, that for us is where we should be against a team like Solway, with, you know, no disrespect to them. I just feel like, you know, that we are, you know, I think we have, you know, a little bit more than what they do, but they, you know, look, they worked hard and got the job done, fair play to them. So
you're only as good as you are on the night, aren't you? And
exactly.
Then as I say, you know, 2-0 up at the end of the first period, they'd sort of got the foot halfway in the door at that point, hadn't they? It was always going to be tough to come back. You could feel the energy, the 1,500 people, you know, as we did grow into the game. Second period, Emil got sort of the scrappy one off the pad to Curtis, didn't he? And then Brock, someone we'll probably mention a little bit later in the episode, but two power play goals coming in off the blue line, you know, doing the right things, getting the bodies, you know, getting some traffic in the way, taking the netminder's eyes away. And Brock, with two great finishes, does what he seems to do best. And that's, you know, create goals, you know, whether it's, you know, himself or, you know, providing assists. He's having a tremendous season so far. But you could feel the energy at that point. It was just, I'd say, more frustrating that they couldn't then put it away in the third. That was the thing, wasn't it? You could just feel that everyone was almost willing that puck to go in at times. Yeah, there's a lot of loose pucks at both ends, I'd say, both netminders, you know, leaving a few rebounds out, and you just couldn't get the stick on it at times. There's a couple where I think every player on the ice had lost the puck, and it was just sat there in front of the net at times, and you're thinking, just get a stick on it. It just didn't fall our way in the end, but when you're chasing a game, sometimes it doesn't fall your way.
No, that's it. I think, you know, if you go behind in a game early, it's difficult to, if a team plays a certain way and sort of fairly defensive like they was, you know, to break that team down, you know, it's not easy, especially when you're tired and you don't have the jump that you probably, you know, would like to have. you know, it's difficult to really, you know, get inside and make a real, you know, play on it. Look, some of the lads tried their heart out, you know, Finn, look, a kid always grafts, you know, and he tries his best every single night, and, you know, he did everything but score, I think, and, you know, they had a couple of looks at the end of the game where I thought, you know, just a little bit, you know, off here and there it would have come. And I think, although we didn't play well, if we did score at the end of the game, I think for a sort of new fan to the rink, I think it would have been unreal to see the tie up and then the overtime and the penalty shootout. And I think that would have been brilliant. So, yeah, disappointing, mate. But, you know, what can you do? It's over with. We have to move on and learn from it and grow and get back and be better.
No, as you mentioned, Finn, there, of course, very well deserved player of the month, I think, for December. Of course, got the award before the game against Solway yesterday. Three back to back to back braces, I think, at one point. You know, I think that culminated sort of the week before the Leeds game, didn't it? And, you know, just great effort. You know, both sides of the ice, does his work on special teams. And I say he's even, you know, getting, you know, some good minutes in for the Steelers at the moment as well. You know, third skater, should we say, you know, on two ways up in the Elite League. We know that him and Chamber were both at Manchester as we record this, as they play each other. Good to see those guys. I say, we say, obviously, those guys want to test themselves against the best, don't we? You know, they've all shown that they could quite comfortably play at that level. You know, in our busy schedule, there'll be some people who say, oh, they'd rather have them rested. But, you know, you can sometimes keep, you know, if they keep, you know, getting some good minutes on in the Elite League, they just keep that form rolling, don't they? That's the hope. That...
Yeah, I think, look, people have got, you know, the opinion of that. And, you know, I've heard that a little bit and seen, you know, what people maybe, you know, think on that situation. But, look, these are, you know, a 23-year-old lad and a 27, 8-year-old lad who, look, at the end of the day, they want to still prove that they can play at the best level there is in this country. And look, Finn is someone that could literally play every night of the week, and it wouldn't really affect the kid. He's got more energy than anyone and I've ever seen. And it's, look, I think for him, it don't matter what people think about that, because he wants to do it and he wants to, you know, be in that scenario and put himself up there. And that was the whole, you know, thing with bringing him here. Look, he's played out every game for us and he will play every game for us, but, you know, he still wants that chance. You know, he trains with them, you know, throughout the week, and he wants to, you know, if he gets a chance there, he wants to be there. He'll never miss a game for us, but it's, look, if he can go there and get minutes, he's going to. And I don't have a problem with that. So whatever people think, they can think it, but is what it is. And Bobby, look, I think Bobby's struggling for his touch and his form right now, and he's trying really hard, and I think he's trying too hard at times in terms of he looks mentally fatigued. He looks like he's putting a lot on his shoulders, and it looks like his game is really, you know, quite poor right now, and he doesn't have his legs and he doesn't have his usual, you know, Bobby sort of energy. And I think he just wants to find it. And I think going there today was a, you know, tonight was a thing of, if he stayed at home, and he would have just stewed on last night. And I think he needed to get out and go and maybe change it up a little bit and get something going for himself. And yeah, you know, look, I don't think he'll play a massive amount, so it's not going to massively affect him. Same with Finn. So yeah, it's just, it is what it is. Look, that's what they're doing, and you know, I ain't got a problem with it. So,
in terms of, this is something obviously we spoke off air, Matt, before we started recording this, and it's, I say, with the ups and downs of, particularly, I'd say, you know, the last couple of weeks on the ice, you know, there's the highs of the win at the, you know, the win at Leeds and securing the cup semi final, and then, you know, the lows of a couple of the performances in it. It always seems to sort of bring out the best and worst of us as fans, I've got to say, as one myself. And, you know, you can very quickly sort of, you know, flip opinions, or you almost try and break it down too much, I think, as a supporter sometimes. And try and, you know, piece together, they know exactly what's wrong with the team. And you know even yourself as head coach, you know that's what you're spending all day and night trying to do at times, isn't it? And it's not quite as simple as just being able to pinpoint that that's exactly what it is. That's not the case. But
I wish it was, mate.
I say
no, trust me, I wish it was. Look, on the fans thing and the the opinions of people and that, none of that stuff's ever bothered me, and I've never, I never. This sounds real. I would never read something and then be like, "Oh yeah, that, they said that, so I'll do that." Like, I'd never do that. Not that I don't value someone, a fan having an opinion. That's what I mean. They can have as many opinions as they want. They pay the money, and this is what I said from day one. Like, last year we had this grace period that people are saying, it's our first year, and I knew this year was not. We won't get that. I told everybody at the start of the year that we need to turn up and have a winning team this year and win games, and that's what the fans are like, and that's just the way it is. I've been here long enough. I know what they're like. You need a winning team in Hull, and that's just the way it is.
It's not just ice hockey, I've got to say.
It's all sport.
You look at Hull City, Liam Rossini, they're sat just off the playoffs, and they say, "No, we play boring football. We don't score enough goals."
Yeah, of course,
whichever the two rugby league sides, they're constantly wanting a coach sacked, or I think it's just the city. It just sort of demands. The man is a winning culture instantly.
And I think that's good. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think, look, not one of them people wants to win more than I do. I can guarantee you that. And so, no matter what, how much they want and think and, want to die for it, look, I'm 15 times more than they are. And I'm doing everything I can, and I will make whatever changes, whatever different stuff I need to do to get that done, trust me. I don't like excuses, but what I would say is I think people forget very quickly that at the end of the day, this is something what I think people struggle with, because it's one minute, look, only a week ago we beat the best team in the league, and then from there you've got a couple of games against teams that maybe, we turned, obviously the Leeds game at home was a difficult one, but then, Solway, and then, we go to Swindon, have that embarrassing night. And then you're only as good as your last game, and that's how it is, and that's sport, and people jump on you and get straight, on it. And, I just think people quickly forget that, look, we've had a real good half of the season. One of my biggest, I said this to everybody at the start of the year, I wanted to get in the cup semi. That was one of my biggest goals for this season. Playoffs, look, I've got no problem. We'll get in the playoffs. I've got no issues in thinking that. I'm looking above that. I want to be pushing top four, and I think we can get in that top four. But, like I say, one of the biggest things for me was getting in this cup semi. And I'm so proud of the club and the team for get us in there. It's a massive achievement, that. And I think, we've done so well in genuinely. And I never really praise myself or anyone that much, other than the lads. The players have done it. It's not to do with me, but what we've done in 2 years to get in the semi-final of the cup, I think, is really an achievement.
In terms of those results in those cup games, well, I don't think people quite realise. Of course, the cup qualification period is over 20 games, and it's your first home and away game against all the 10 other sides in the league. And when we look at the top sides in the National Division right now, in the cup games, Leeds, we won one, lost one. We beat MK in both cup games. We beat Peterborough in both cup games. And we won one, lost one with Swindon. And it's, to go 6-2 against those the top four of the sides alongside, ourselves in the league right now. That's sometimes where we've got to sit back and think, yes, we do have the off day, but when this team actually does get out on the ice and does put in a performance, it is so, so difficult to beat this side when it's rocking.
Yeah, and look, I think at the start of the season, I sort of put this team together with sort of the good team, good teams, the best teams in the league in mind. I knew we had to beat Leeds in a certain way. I knew MK was going to be good. I knew Peterborough's play way that, you know, in their rink and all Swindon, same thing. And, you know, what I think we've, you know, I've probably done here is we get ready so much for these big games and we struggle against the lower teams, we do. And, you know, we sort of, whether it's complacency from the players or just the style of play that they, you know, they tend to sit back a lot more against us and, you know, they'll often sit on certain players a meal, especially on the power play, stuff like that. And obviously they're not attacking us as much, so you're not getting them sort of count, you know, you're not countering them and getting them sort of breaks that you would normally get in a normal game. But look, it's still, that's where I think the sort of inconsistencies do find us a little bit in them games, that I think, you know, we lack them, you know, combinations, you know, to break them teams down on a night in night basis. And that's what I think we have lacked at times this year. And yeah, look, that's something that we have to address. I have to address and we have to get that right. But, you know, I've got no doubt that we've played, you know, brilliant this first half. And yeah, we've had some real bad nights. Swindon was, you know, the real low point of the season, and that was difficult to watch. And, you know, look, that can happen. But, you know, we have to, you know, understand that that can't happen, and we have to move past it and make sure that we're, you know, ready to go for this next month's going to be difficult for us. You know, we've got the cup semi coming up. That's going to be a massive, you know, game and two games. And again, like, massive, you know, occasion for the club as well. And I think, you know, it's exciting that we, you know, we get to do that. And, you know, I think should be remembered because it's a big moment for us.
Well, certainly so. I do just want to pick up a couple of points. I would never on this podcast, you know, pick out, you know, individual fans for opinions or things, but I do just want to mention a couple of the general things that are popping up on fans forum, fans chats, Twitters, you hear around the rink, and just to get your opinion on it, Matty, if that's all right. It's one of being sort of the net-minding sort of at the moment, Jordan McLaughlin. I think we spoke about this off air, and only a week ago he was fourth best in the league in terms of, you know, save percentage. He was at that 900, which I remember when we announced Jordy's returning last year, you know, he said he was so close to getting that 900, and that's sort of the marker of an elite goalie in this league, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's been, you know, flirting in and around that mark all season pretty much. You know, I say when he's on his day, he is, you know, as we saw in that game against Leeds, didn't we, down at the Castle, where the Leeds fans, all they could do is stand up and applaud Jordy. And then every netminder is going to have an off day, and it's, we don't want to be getting on the backs of these players that, you know, at times, particularly with what a netminder does, can often in a game carry a side. You know, you sometimes when you're in a bit of a rut, a netminder can get you out of that tough situation, and we've got to appreciate the type of play we've got in Jordy. Yes, on the flip side, you know, you want to see players like Angus get a go, which is what we saw against Solway last night. And when Angus is available, we need to use him to give Jordy a bit of a rest, because obviously, yeah, Jordy's not going to play all 52 in the league. But I say it is something that's been popping up, and I just wanted to address it, that, you know, we don't have, you know, this isn't a net-minding crisis, and that's what it seems to sound like, you know, from some areas of the rink right now. You're going to have an off game, but, you know, in this net-minding group, we've got to trust, because obviously that's where your faith is, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think with the Jordy thing, I just sort of laugh about it. I just think, like, look, these fans, you know, they went through, what, 3-4 years of the Pirates of knowing, look, I don't need to mention it. You know, it was, you know, that was a crisis. You know, what we've got here is we've got a young kid, he's a kid, he's 24, he's 25 years old. We've got a lad that's, you know, potentially an elite league goalie, you know, that wants to be in Hull, that wants to play for Hull. He cares about the club a lot. You know, his girlfriend works for the team. She does great stuff for us. That kid is, you know, he's all in. Look, he didn't start the year well, you know, and we had, me and Jordy had some chats about that, and, you know, there was times when he was struggling in games and he wasn't quite bringing that form that I knew he had. But look, he's brought it back and he's played brilliant. And I think, you know, yeah, he's had the odd time where he's, you know, he's not been quite at that 900 mark, and he drops under that mark, and that's when you can see where we do lose them games. But look, at the end of the day, like, if you don't have a Gospel, if you don't have, you know, a Zimodra, or, you know, someone of that level that's done it for so many years, older experienced guys like that, you're gonna get that from everybody. And I just think, you know, look, he's someone that, like you say, when he's on his day, he's as good as them two, and he can pull that out. And it's just, it's the consistency, but with that, it's the players to do a job in front of him to help him sometimes when he maybe isn't having his best night, and then on another night he'll you know, like he did in Leeds, and stand on his head and play brilliant, and we get a win in Leeds. So, yeah, I look, people are going to have opinions again, aren't they? And I think it's sad that, you know, they do think that about a young British lad that's, you know, working so hard for the team. And you know, at the end of the day, like you say, he's nearly 900. That's the mark that I want from my goalie. And, you know, I'm pretty confident he'll end up at that mark. He only dropped under it because of the Swindon game, which was, you know, not his fault. And that was, you know, the full team's fault, and that's an unfortunate thing. And, you know, I took Jordy out of the lineup yesterday purely because he'd played a lot of minutes. He's had a lot of tough games, the two Leeds games especially, and it's difficult to keep, you know, churning that out, and he needed a rest. And you know, I only think we'll come back stronger on Thursday for it.
No, certainly will. And obviously, you know, my faith, you know, from those that I've spoken to, you know, everyone, I think, has got, you know, their faith behind him. It's just, I say, that's the thing. I think the whole arena seems to sort of need to voice that, I think, at times. Moving on, the other one, sort of, we mentioned it a little bit off air, and the two kind of go hand in hand, and it's both PP and scoring a little bit. And it's just a case of, you know, trying to find that killer edge. And we mentioned it a little bit ago with the games over the festive period, in that little bit of composure, being clinical and just taking the chances, because the chances are there. It's just need to be a little bit more fruitful at times. And the two sort of go hand in hand. So I thought I'd just mention them together.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's getting more specific into the game and sort of why I think we have struggled to, you know, get over the line in some games is, you know, I think the PP has really sort of been quite dry and not great for it, probably about a month, maybe a little bit longer. You know, we started the year pretty good. We was around 25%, which is brilliant. And we've dropped and we're just under 20% now. And we're actually bottom of the league on percentage. And that is not good enough. And, you know, for the players that I've got out there, I'm quite shocked and bewildered. I mean, we have tried every single combination on that power play, everyone. And you know, look, I think it's actually been better in the past two games. We actually scored two goals in Swindon on the PP. I know it doesn't matter, but we still did. We scored two goals last night on the PP. So look, we do so much work on the PP on video. We break down what we're doing, what other teams kill are doing. We work on the ice constantly on the PP. For me, the PP and the PK is such a massive part of the game now, and if you don't have them dialed in, you're going to struggle. And the PK is relatively okay. We're around the middle of the league for that. You know, I'd like that to climb a little bit, but we do take probably more penalties than anyone else in the league. We have, you know, we take more minors than anyone, so we are on there quite a lot. So you're gonna take, you know, these teams have really good power plays. It's difficult. So it is what it is. But look, I think, you know, the PP it needs addressing, and there's stuff that I'm, you know, looking at, you know, and I know needs altering, and look, it goes hand in hand again with the shooting and the scoring situation. We lead the league in shots for. It's not a shot thing. It's a, like you just say, it's a composure. It's a making the right pass at the right time. It's a literally getting in front of their net and taking the goalie's eyes away. I literally talk about it on a daily basis to them, and it's literally so boring how much I talk about it, but it's so important. And we see now when we do score goals, and it comes from the point that we've had someone stood right in front, and it goes straight in. We've been a lot better at that recently. Dec Barmer's had a couple of goals from the point, one in Solway and then one at home. No, in Leeds, sorry, I think it was. Was it Leeds? No, I can't remember now, but it was somewhere. I know he scored in Solway, and then could have been Swindon, actually. I think it might have been. Either way, that's the sort of thing we're looking for, getting guys in front of the net, actually taking the goalie's eyes away, being a threat in front, you know, getting to traffic, you know, being more, you know, creative on offensive rushes. And yeah, look, it's a bit of a rut. It's a tough rut that we're in, and you know, I'm glad it's sort of coming now. I'm hoping we can get through it now and kick on for this semi and towards the end of the year to the playoffs, because you know, I know we've got it in that room to do it. I know we have the right guys, and we just, you know, we have to make it happen.
No, I'm sure they will do. And I say, we'll speak, you know, on the sort of the mid-season review that's coming over the next couple of weeks, I don't know, about, you know, a little bit more about, you know, individual players and games and things like that. But just want to quickly now talk about what is coming up, Matty, in terms of the next week, of course. Another midweek game, Thursday night. Steel Dogs are back in town. We know what happened last time they were here. It was another difficult night viewing. You know, the tempers flared. Didn't go our way, certainly. Thoughts on sort of that game ahead, what to expect. Of course, there's a bit of a change there, but obviously I think Huey stepped down as player coach, and I think he's just playing now, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I think they're having a tough time of it, mate. I think they're, you know, I don't know what's quite going on behind the scenes, you know, you hear all sorts of stuff, but yeah, look, it is what it is. I think, you know, Huey, you know, he's been doing it a long time, and you know, let's be honest, he is getting on a little bit now, and that's just, you know, part of the course of the career. And I'm not sure what the reason is why he's not, you know, on the bench anymore, but or coaching, player coaching, but I'm sure it's for a reason, and you know, it's personal, and you know, he needs, you know, stuff sorting out, whatever it is, and I'm sure he'll be fine. But yeah, we don't have to worry about none of that stuff. We just have to do our job right and make sure that we turn up against this team, because you know, we didn't last time at home, and that was another disappointing night for us. And I think we really need to just get back to what we are, and I think we'll be fine. I think we've got a lot, you know, of danger for that team, and I think we're going to be, you know, tough hopefully to play against on Thursday and show what we are. And yeah, look, they've still got some good players, obviously. You know, obviously Bissonnette, we know him well. I think he's a brilliant player, and you know, he's always dangerous, and a couple of other guys that they've got as well. So yeah, obviously, you know, it's going to be another tough game and another good game, derby at home, and hopefully it's, you know, it's another busy night at the arena, and we can, you know, just get back to winning ways. I just need and want to win. I just want to win. I want to get some points back on the board and get climbing the league again.
No, certainly so. You know, Thursday night, I think it was 7 p.m. I think the website still says to be confirmed, but it's 7 p.m. Down at the Hull Ice Arena. Make sure you are there. Pack the house for another Yorkshire derby. And then at the weekend, you mentioned just a second ago, the last performance against Sheffield was a bit, you know, a bit disappointing. You want to get back to winning ways against them. Show what we can do. It's another team, you know, double header at the weekend against the team that I believe handed us our first two losses of the season, wasn't it? Tom Watkins, you know, we Tom's been around the game for a long time. You've played for Tom. I say they came to Holy, you know, took the shootout victory, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then we went there, and that was a bit of a tough night down in Telford, because I think that was another bit of a, you know, just a little bit of composure at the end of the game. Just didn't, you know, didn't go our way, and you know, they stole a win there.
Yeah, again, that's another team that, you know, we owe them one in a sense, and I think, you know, we'll, you know, hopefully sort of get ready for that game and make sure that we're, you know, playing the right way against that team. They're a team that's obviously really well coached. They always play the right way, and they're difficult to, you know, to break down, and often, you know, they don't give you too much away. Obviously, Brad Day as well is a good, great goalie. So it's difficult against them. But in both of them games, look, I think we dominated the play, and you know, certainly at home, we should have won that game. We missed, I think we had 50-odd shots that night. And,
Brad, you know, Day stood on his head.
Yeah, we just, you know, but we made him look good as well. And I think we need to do more, you know, and I think the game there, they came back from, I think it was 5-1 up. Something crazy like that.
I think there was a 4-1 and a 5-2 lead, I think.
That's right, 5-2, sorry, yeah. And yeah, so obviously we shouldn't lose from that position. And yeah, so look, we need to, you know, we really need, you know, to get back to winning ways, you know, to get 6 points out of them games is what I want and what I think we can do. So, you know, if we do, we're back feeling good and back in the hunt.
That's exactly as you say, you know, in terms of, you know, the rivalry in Sheffield, great to, you know, get back, you know, one over on them. In terms of retribution against two sides that, you know, have, you know, got the taste of victory against us already this year, it'd be great. But the most important thing is points on the board, because I think for the first time this season, of course, we were, as I know a few of the fans were joking about, top of the league on night one and all this, but this is the first weekend we've been out with the top four since the very first day of the season. There's a hunger to get back there as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's tough looking at the league right now, and you know, it's just hard to see sort of where we are at this point, you know, from where we have been. And you know, it just feels like we've sort of thrown it away a little bit, but look, it's a long season, there's a lot of hockey left, and we've got, you know, a lot of big games and a lot of, you know, crucial games that'll, you know, decide where we end up. And, you know, we've just got to look forward. You can't dwell on what's happened. You have to move past it and just look at what we can do, and just know that, you know, we've got what we've got in the room, and we're gonna do our best to win games and get back in that top four, three, you know, who knows. So
no, that's the quest for the remaining 4 months of the season. It'll be a busy January in both the league and with the cup semi-final to look forward to as well. Matt, you've just got to say thanks very much for coming on as always. But obviously, you know, with the frustration of the game last night, and it's always good just to sort of break this down, I think, give it a little moment, and then we can have a real good chat about it as we have done tonight.
Yeah, like you said, you know, you can say things in the heat of, you know, losing and, you know, being disappointed, and everyone was last night, you know, and they had the right to be, and it's tough to lose like we have the past three games. So, yeah, sometimes it's best to leave it a day and just, you know, talk about it, you know, rationally, and look at things, you know, with a, you know, head on, that the fact that, look, it's not the end of the world. We've had a good half of the season. We'll come back strong, and we'll get it right.
No, certainly will. And I say, make sure you tune in to the next Behind the Curtain. We'll be back with you very, very shortly. As I say, over the next couple of weeks, we are recording a mid-season special, I will say. It's going to encompass people from all across the club, familiar faces such as Matty that you've seen before, players, but also people, you know, that you will know from around the club that will be making their debut here on Behind the Curtain. Make sure you stay tuned on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like, share and subscribe. Let all your friends know. And we'll see you down at the Hull Ice Arena this Thursday night for another Yorkshire Derby.